Gather around and join KPA for this week's safety meeting, the podcast that makes you smarter about current trends and best practices in workforce safety. Today, we have with us two important members of the KPA team, Emily Hartman, the Senior Marketing Communications Manager, and Jade Brainerd, KPA's Senior Director of Product Management. Together, Jade and Emily launched the KPA Connect platform in 2022, when Emily identified the need for a customer social platform to give customers the opportunity to share ideas, collaborate, and get more from their software. Jade, being responsible for overall product direction, was constantly looking for insights on how to improve the product. And when she heard about Emily's idea, she saw the potential in the platform to not only be a tool for customers, but also be the connection between users and the product team to drive improvements that our KPA Flex users wanted and needed. Thanks for being with us today, guys.
Happy to be here.
Good to be here.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's jump right into the questions. So, Emily, what's the scoop on the latest hot topics buzzing in the community? Anything that's catching fire that we should know about?
Honestly, there are always a number of discussions going on during the week. And I would say right now, the kind of the hot topic that we've seen a few conversations going on about is related to QR codes. That's been pretty much about the capability of using them, but also some suggestions on different capabilities of using QR codes, whether that's like being able to scan third-party labels. But mostly it's really about how are we using them to link to our different employee badges? How are we using them to link to equipment? So that's come up a bunch recently, as well as how people are using acknowledgements, which is another capability of the software that's great, whether it is to get people to buy in on a policy that's new that's coming out, or if it's even just to say like a piece of news within the company, if there was an outage or if scheduling or something has changed, acknowledgements are a good way to do that. The other thing I would say is we've got like a core group of discussions that I think are really helpful, especially if you are new to Flex and even new to KPA Connect, where we try and like give tips and advice that other customers have experienced. So we have a discussion talking about what advice do you have as an organization that is first implementing Flex? And that conversation has always got new stuff going on. In addition to what was a new or unexpected use of Flex, I think a lot of new users, you've got those priority things that you're trying to accomplish at the very beginning, right after implementation. And as you start getting into the software more and you start doing more with it, you realize that they're just like way more things you can do than you initially anticipated. And so we've got a discussion where you can add those things in. Sometimes you see like new keyboard shortcuts people have learned or the ability to add a survey to a lesson they didn't know they could do. So it's that kind of thing that you're seeing kind of all the time, but then we have those new things that pop up too.
That's super cool. It sounds like the unexpected uses and maybe those people who are onboarding for the first time getting into the software are great ways for people to connect, maybe expand their use of the platform. I know once you're in a platform, you kind of learn little things that you wouldn't have known before. And I'm sure that's very helpful to new users. I'm sure it can also be a very interesting way to get into how different people are using it in different businesses and kind of the diversity of people that are using our platform, since it can reach across so many industries. What's your take on the diverse personalities and interests that make up our KPA community? We're fascinated by the rich tapestry of members and contributors to KPA Connect. So I'd love to hear from you on that.
Yeah, it's honestly really cool. And it's one of the things that I love most is just the community itself and all of our different customers coming together, whether they work for a construction company or they work for like an olive oil manufacturer. It's really cool to see everybody come together and interact with each other. And with that, we have a lot of different diverse backgrounds and interests. It's part of like how you build a community is, you know, we're all here to learn about the product and we're all here to learn about how to use it better. But the best way to do that is also to learn a little bit about each other, network with each other, understand where everybody's coming from, some commonalities, and create a community in a safe space to feel like you can share and that you can contribute and that your voice is being heard. And so one of the things we do is we have challenges going on the weekly for people to interact, and they may be silly, like what's your favorite Mario character? Or it's more like, what are your interests? What are your hobbies? Hmm. And a lot of our customers actually tend to be pretty outdoorsy. We have a lot of folks who do hiking and gardening. They go fishing and kayaking and camping. But we also have a solid group of people who are really into reading and into gaming. And we have a solid group of people who really love animals. In addition to, I mean, we have customers who represent that industry as well. So yeah, we have a good group of people who have created a space where they're willing to share their interests as well as sharing their learnings, whether that's about EHS best practices or it's about what they're doing with Flex.
You know, I think that that's a mark of a really successful platform in this way that people are sharing their interests, not just how they're using the platform, that you've truly gotten kind of a social platform here for the customers. And it sounds like a very fun way to be able to connect with people and learn how to use the platform. But I know that while customers can connect in so many different ways, that sometimes those connections and conversations can end up driving product discussions. So, Jade, when it comes to shaping the product roadmap, how do you tap into the collective wisdom of the community? We're curious about the collaborative process behind the scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. So, first of all, I have to say, I love KPA Connect. It might be my favorite tool that we have here at KPA that we offer our customers. But when Emily first came to me with this idea, I was like, you mean we can integrate a social media platform that's specific to our product that our customers will enjoy? That sounds like a win-win. So it has really proven to be that. So from a product standpoint, it's a product leader's dream come true because our mission is to create a product roadmap that helps keep our customers happy, helps keeping them want to use the product, renew with KPA. And we can't do that if we aren't listening to them. Mm. And without a tool like this, listening to them means scheduling one-on-one interviews. Maybe we have group discussions here and there, but it's the KPA Connect has increased the frequency of these insights to daily and even more than daily. Mm. We get real-time feedback of who our customers are, who these users are, what they think about, what they like, what their challenges are, what topics are being discussed, like Emily talked about, and then what feature requests are they're asking for. So what's trending? What we can now start to gather feedback in such a more global way than we could have before, which allows us to make decisions more quickly and make sure we're making those the right decisions. And again, get that real-time feedback. So before we even implement something, we're testing design prototypes. We're asking, would you like this feature to do this and that? We can get snippets of response and insights to what the customers would enjoy, what would really impact their day-to-day that we never could before if we didn't have a tool like this. So yeah, we use all that information to put together a timeline, put together a roadmap of what we're going to be delivering. And we have confidence that what we're delivering is what the customers are asking for because we have it right there in plain words. Customers are talking about this feature, that feature, or what challenge they're really faced with where there's an opportunity to solve that with the product. And it just gives us a lot of confidence in what we're building and that it will work.
I mean, I think that the fact that KPA Connect is one of your favorite parts about KPA, being the product manager, the senior product manager, speaks volumes about what KPA is willing to do to make sure that we're putting something together that is not only what our customers need, but what they want. And it works in a way that it makes it easy for them and is something that they can count on to know that if there's something they need, that our product team is on it. But you know, knowing that you're so on it in the product roadmap, these challenges get brought up by customers. So let's dive into the nitty gritty. What are the common hurdles or challenges that the KPA community members are banding together to overcome or let you know about?
Yeah, I mean, if I could summarize at a high level, what sort of challenges they're having, this kind of peer-to-peer exchange and banding together, if you will, but it's more like general business processes that could be solved through a combination of things, but typically they're thinking about a problem that they have that maybe they're doing manually today and it's causing a lot of headache. And they have a lot of Excel spreadsheets or written copies of forms, and they know that they have to provide daily reports on something. And they've thought, oh, I'm sure that there's some other person in the community that's handled this before. And I'm just going to pose a question out there. So some examples of this might be like daily vehicle inspection record. Really common business problem. Any customer that has fleets of vehicles is required, every single driver of every single vehicle is required to do an inspection. And if they're pulled over by DOT, you know, the large fines can be in place for not having this, but it is a challenge to overcome if you're using a manual process. So KBA doesn't necessarily have a specific module for this or an application that we sell, but it's certainly a problem that we solve. And it's a good example of how the community has helped each other. Big problem, something easily solved, but just the glaring, oh, KBA can be my solution for this, isn't as obvious. But by asking the community, they're able to solve things like that. And there's so many examples like that of different business problems. So probably my favorite discussion board in KBA Connect is one that Emily put together. And the title is, what was a new or unexpected use for KBA Flex, as she mentioned it earlier. And there's a lot of different discussion boards. Clients can start them. KBA can start them. Emily started this one. And this one has been really popular, but I love it because it really speaks to the value of the product. There's a reason why we call it Flex. It's a flexible tool. And the core solution, core business problem we're trying to solve is around EHS. But because the system is so flexible, customers have recognized the solutions it can solve outside of EHS. So some examples are like preventative maintenance, fleet management, HR processes, doing performance reviews, things like that. And in this discussion board, customers will respond, hey, our operations team is using it for this, or our service team is using it for this, and even share, here's how we built a form, here's a workflow that we've created. And I just love that because it gives, from a KBA standpoint, us some insight into what more this product can be. How can we expand it beyond EHS to really integrate it as a more operational management system than just safety or EHS?
Yeah, it sounds like such a powerful platform to be able to not only have the customers communicate with each other and say, hey, here's a new way that you can use this, but it also can help, as we talked about in the last question, kind of drive that product roadmap and to understand what things could be useful in the future or what small changes or big changes could be life-changing for these businesses. And I know you touched on this a little bit in the question about the product roadmap, but knowing that you have access to all of this wealth of information, how do you go about actively engaging with the community to kind of glean these insights for refining the products? Is there a process that you go through, or are you just on the lookout for anything that gets big?
Good question. There's so many different ways. And I think it goes back to what we talked about earlier, is that this platform gives us an opportunity to receive daily insights. And that's a unique opportunity that we wouldn't have with a system like this. So first of all, it's listening. Any good product manager is a good listener. So it's reading what customers are discussing, what challenges they're facing with the product, what questions are they asking for help on. Is something not that clear? Is there a feature that is really used frequently by people that find it, but kind of hard to find? Can we make things more visible that are highly valuable? So part is listening, and that's a daily activity. But then other strategies that we have to help refine the product roadmap are in things like doing surveys. So maybe we recognize a trend, or maybe there's sort of a regulatory initiative that's come up. Maybe our customers aren't really discussing it. So we might pose the question and start our own discussion board, maybe even facilitate a survey, which we can do through Connect. But also, it's where we get real-time feedback of things we're currently working on. So if we're working on a project right now, maybe it's a larger project, we can get design feedback. We can ask customers to raise their hand if they want to participate in beta testing. Do they want to get early access to a tool before we go to production to give us some feedback to refine it so that by the time it hits the live application, it's really ready to go. Customers have had a chance to kind of beat it up, and we know what we're delivering is going to actually be utilized. So there's, like I said, a lot of different ways, but yeah, we use it every day.
I mean, it just sounds like this space for you guys is just endless opportunity for improvement for the customers, whether it's the customers connecting and telling each other about how to use it or getting this information to you or being able to beta test. I mean, I just can't imagine how valuable that is for the customers to be able to kind of shape the direction that their product that they're using moves in. So thank you for sharing that. I think that's really interesting to hear that. But, sure. You know, as we're wrapping up and talking about all of these customers and stories around how they're kind of helping to shape the product, Emily, can you share some standout examples of collaborative efforts within the community that have left you feeling particularly inspired? I'd just love to hear some more about the magic happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, there are a lot to choose from. The way that our discussions work is anytime someone posts a question or comment or what have you, it's searchable. So there are so many things that you can do to interact with and find previous discussions from the past. We had something come up from this past October. Somebody had posted a question about how everyone's using the acknowledgements. I think I mentioned it a little bit earlier. And it's just really cool to see people kind of give their perspective of what they're doing. And that was something that was maybe, gosh, a few months old that has just resurrected itself recently in the past couple of weeks. So that I just think is really cool. Another one I think that's really nice is somebody posted just a dashboards question of like, hey, I'm a new user. I'm just setting up my dashboards for our managers to use. Do you have suggestions on how and what you have displayed to help them work really effectively? And there were, I mean, the scrolling that I'm doing as I'm like looking at it, I mean, I think we had like 30 different responses from people on what it is that they like to display and they show. You know, sometimes it's typically like OSHA dashboards and like injury metrics. It could also be visuals for different locations. It's just there's a lot of different things that people weighed in on. The other thing that's really cool with the discussions is that if people find it helpful, they can vote on them. And for Jade and her team, the more votes you may see on maybe it's a discussion on something that's not currently a capability, it's continuing to provide more feedback on an item that needs to come up to attention, whether it's to Jade's team or it's something that might be something useful for us and for other content that we might want to feature within the community. And, you know, outside of just product-specific, software-specific use cases, last month we ran a discussion talking about Women's History Month and asking people who the women are that have really impacted their professional lives as well as their personal lives. And the responses we've gotten from that, they kind of give you the fuzzies because, I mean, people are talking about previous bosses that they had. See a lot of people talking about like their mother and their grandmother. And that's the sort of thing that just I love being in the community and just seeing everybody's stories and their thoughts on different topics and issues. And that one in particular really has been resonating with me right now.
It's so nice to hear. I think it's interesting that we see such a great community kind of rallying around each other in different ways of, like you said, last month being Women's History Month and knowing that, you know, we can talk about these things and share stories is really powerful. So thank you. I love that. That was great. Before we close out, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners? Either of you?
I definitely would want to say that I appreciate all of our customers who have joined KPA Connect and have made it the living, breathing thing that it is. And I can't wait to see what else it is that we can form within this community and what else we can do together.
Yeah. And I'll just add one other thing to that. I think at the beginning of this podcast, I referred to Connect as our social platform, but really, Emily said it best. It is a community and it has become that. And that's evident by the example that Emily just gave about Women's History Month and who's been an inspiring woman to you. And they're interacting in these discussions, but also so willing to help each other out with the use of the Flex software. They're very proud of the program that they've built using the product, and they can't wait to share that with other people. So just the community is invaluable to KPA and to our customers. And like Emily said, I can't wait to see where we take it next.
Great. Well, Jade, Emily, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciated hearing from you on this. And it was a great discussion around understanding the KPA Connect community, how customers can help each other out, how engaged these people are. And I think it's very interesting that there are so many people that are so interested in the safety of their teams and that they are willing to not only get a software that's going to help them to raise the bar for the safety of their team, make it easier for them, but also connect with others to make sure that everyone is getting the best out of it that they can. I think that that's really cool and speaks to the audience that we have and the users of our platform and the listeners. Like, if you're listening to this podcast, you definitely are one of the best people on the planet. So thank you both.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Safety Meeting, KPA's podcast that makes you smarter about current trends and best practices in workforce safety. If you like what you're hearing, please consider following the show and leaving a rating or review. It helps other listeners like you find us. Stay safe out there.